Today's Amud is Yivamas Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Nun Amud Beis, the last two words on the Amud, Amai Rava. So the Mishnah had mentioned the Machlaikis between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim regarding whether in Maimer Acher Maimer, in Get Acher Get, or Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, in Yesh Get Acher Get. The sheet of Rabbi Gamliel is that ain maimer acher maimer and ain get acher get, whereas the sheet of the Chachamim is that yesh maimer acher maimer and yesh get acher get. What was the case? So there could be two cases. You could talk about one yavam with two yavamais. You could talk about one yavama and two yavamin. Let's talk about first where there's just one yavam. So let's say Reuven was married to two wives. Reuven was married to Sarah and also to Rachel, and Reuven died without any children. So now Sarah and Rachel fall to Shimon. And Shimon gives a get to Sarah. So once he gives a get to Sarah, so now Yibam is out of the question. Now he has to perform Chalitza. You could do the Chalitza with Sarah, you could do it with Rachel, whoever he wants. Preferably he would do it to Sarah, once Sarah is Asra anyways to Kahuna now that he gave her a get. So it would make sense to do the Chalitza with her, not to ruin Rachel to Kahuna. Also Stam, once he gave a get to Sarah, so now he's already Asr now to all of Sarah's relatives. So it would make sense for his own sake, Eitza Taiva Kamash Malan, to then go ahead and do the Chalitza with Sarah. Why would he do the Chalitza to Rachel and now become Asr to Rachel's relatives? Fine, that's just practically speaking, which the Gemara happens to be will address on our Amud, but that's just practically. But Lamaisa, the din is that after Shimon gives a get to Sarah, so now the din is that he has to do Chalitza. What happened was is that Shimon, after giving a get to Sarah, he also then went ahead and gave a get to Rachel. The shaila is does that get have any significance? Does Rachel now become Aser to Kahuna? Does Shimon become Aser to Rachel's relatives? Does that get have any significance? So the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel is that in get acher get. We'll see in the Gemara why. That's going to be the discussion of our Gemara. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel, is that in get acher get, once one get is given, so now there's no more get. The get that he gives to Rachel has no significance, which is a chiddush, because even though technically there is a zika still, get doesn't get rid of the zika. L'chayra. And so why would the second get be insignificant? L'chayra, it should be significant. L'maisa, that was the psak of Gamaliel, that ain't get acher get. And the Chachamim said that no, that yesh get acher get, that second get does have significance. She will become aser to Kahuna. Shimon does become aser to Rachel's relatives. That's if you have two Yavamais. And it's the same idea, but it could play out also with one Yavama. Let's say Reuven was married just to Sarah, and Reuven died without having any children, and now Sarah falls to Shimon and to Levi, and Shimon goes ahead and gives Sarah a get, so now Shimon has to do Chalitza. What happened was that then Levi went afterwards, and Levi gave Sarah a get. So the shaila is does Levi now become Aser to Sarah's relatives? Shimon's for sure Aser to Sarah's relatives, because he gave her a get. The shaila is Yesh get acher get or in get acher get? To what significance do we give the get that Levi gives afterwards to Sarah? Nashita of Rabbi Gamliel is again, in get acher get, it does not have significance. Levi will be mutter to Sarah's relatives. Whereas the sheet of the Chachamim is that Yesh get acher get, and Levi will be Aser to Sarah's relatives. And it's the same idea, but with when it comes to Maimer, let's do this last case first. Let's say in this case where Sarah falls to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon does Maimer with Sarah. So once Shimon does Maimer with Sarah, so now Sarah becomes Aser to Levi. She becomes Aser to the other brothers. That's the halacha. Once one Yavam performs Maimer, so the Yavama becomes Aser to the other brothers. Let's say then Levi goes ahead and does Maimer. So does Sarah now become Aser to Shimon? That's the shaila. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Ain't maimer acher maimer." That Sarah will not be aser to Shimon, whereas the Chachamim say, "Yet yesh maimer acher maimer," and Sarah will become aser to Shimon. So now the only option will be to do chalitza. And it's the same idea, but if you have two yavamais falling to one yavam, let's say Sarah and Rachel fall to Shimon. Reuven was married to Sarah and Rachel, and Reuven died without having any children. So now Sarah and Rachel fall to Shimon, and Shimon goes ahead and does Maimer with Sarah. Once Shimon does Maimer with Sarah, so now he has to do Yibam or Chalitza with Sarah. He's now Aser to Rachel. If let's say he then goes ahead and does Maimer with Rachel, does that now Aser him to Sarah? So Rabbi Gamliel says, no, in Maimer acher Maimer. The second Maimer is insignificant, whereas the Chachamim say, yesh Maimer acher Maimer, and now Shimon's going to have to do Chalitza. That was the Machlaikas of Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rava, Says Rava, going on to now Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, says Rava, my time at Rabbi Gamliel. What's the reason for Rabbi Gamliel? Why does Rabbi Gamliel say that ain't maimer achar maimer and ain't get achar get? L'chayra, there's still a zika. Maimer is not koina midaraisa, right? It's only a derabanan. So l'chayra, there's still a zika. Get doesn't break the zika, l'chayra. It's just a din derabanan. So why is it that Rabbi Gamliel says that ain't maimer achar maimer and ain't get achar get? So says the Gemara, the Misafkele get idachi iloi dachi. Maimer ikani iloi kani. Rabbi Gamliel Shita is that the way you're supposed to view get and the way you're supposed to view maimer is that it's a suffix, it's a din suffix. So, a maimer is supposed to be viewed as a suffix whether or not it's kaina, and get is supposed to be viewed as a suffix as to whether or not it breaks the zika. There's a tzad, he says that there's supposed to be viewed as a suffix about whether it actually breaks the zika, even though avada midaraisa it doesn't. There's a din derabanan to view it as a suffix that maybe it breaks the zika. So what's the significance of this of holding that that's the weight that get has and maimer has? The Gemara explains, first starting with get, that get idachi iloy dachi. He says that get, Rabbi Gamliel Shita, is that get is supposed to be viewed as a suffix as to whether or not it breaks the zika. Memela, there's never going to be get acher get. Why? Because bimanavshach ikama dachi basra maika avit. If, let's say, in the case where Shimon gave a get to Sarah and then gave a get to Rachel. So the Shaila is does he become Aser to Rachel's relatives? Is the second get significant? Rabbi Gamliel says no. Why? Because Miman Nifshach. If the get is if it's Daicha, the first one, if when he gave the get to Sarah, now there's no more Zika, so if now there's no more Zika, so he already broke the Zika, so then Basra, Maika Avid, so what significance does it have when he then gives a get to Rachel? There's already no more Zika. And Ikamalaidahi, and if the get isn't able to break the Zika by the first one when he gave the get to Sarah, so then Basra Namilaidahi. So if it doesn't have Kayach by Sarah, so then it doesn't have Kayach by Rachel either. So that's why Miman of Shach, there's never going to be any significance to the second get. Because the way the Rabbanan structured the mechanism of a get by when it comes to a situation of Yibam is that it's supposed to be viewed as a suffix whether or not it breaks the tie. Miman of Shach, a second get, will be completely meaningless. On the side that it breaks the Zika, so that there's already no Zika by the time he gets to Rachel. And if it doesn't break the Zika, if it doesn't have significance, so then just like it didn't have significance by Sarah, it's not going to have significance by Rachel. So that's when it comes to get. And similarly, when it comes to Maimer, he says, Rabbi Gamliel Shita, is that Maimer is supposed to be viewed as a Safik, Ikani Iloikani. The Chazal structured it as a Din Safik, whether or not it has the ability to be Kaina. Memela, a second Maimer is not going to be significant. When Shimon does Maimer to Sarah, and then he does Maimer to Rachel, the Maimer to Rachel will be insignificant, and Shimon will remain Mutter to Sarah. Why? Because it's a Safik. In Miman of Shach, he'll be Mutter to Rachel, to Sarah, ki kamo kani some baser maika avid. If the first mimer he did already was kinda Sarah to him, he already was kinda Sarah. So then, what significance does it have when he does mimer afterwards to Rachel? It's irrelevant. Vi kamo loikani, and if the mimer he did with Sarah was not effective, so then basra namiloi kani. So then it's not effective either when he does maimer with Rachel. So miman of shach, both by get and by maimer, the one who he gives the second get or the second maimer to, it's completely meaningless. That's the pshat. That's what Rava says. That's the pshat in Rabbi Gamliel, that ain't maimer achar maimer and ain't get achar get. However, says the Gemara, that is for Abaye. Abaye has a kasha on Rava. We learned in the Braisa that Umayda Rabbi Gamliel sheyesh get acher maimer umaimer acher get. Let's say Shimon did maimer with Sarah and then he gave a get to Rachel. So that get that he gives to Rachel has significance. He's going to be usher to Rachel's relatives. Yibam now is going to be usher. That get is significant, and he's also made that there's maimer acher a get. So if he gave a get to Sarah and then he does maimer with Rachel, so that maimer has significance. The maimer that he does second is going to have significance. Maimer achar get, get achar maimer, they're both going to have significance. He's going to have to, let's say, if he gave a get to Sarah and then did maimer with Rachel, so now he's going to have to give Rachel a get because now he just married her. That maimer has significance. Now we understand the reason for that, because the whole mimanah, the only reason why he says that there's no maimer achar maimer and there's no get achar get is because there's a mimanah of shach. That mimanah of shach won't work when it comes to get and mimer when you're doing two different kinyanim. If he gives a get, there's no miman of shach that now the second mimer, that the mimer that he does afterwards is meaningless. Because maybe the get didn't sever the zika, and memelu now the mimer that he does, maybe that is kaina. And same thing when he does the get after the mimer. Maybe the mimer wasn't kaina, so there's still a zika. And then when he gives a get, maybe the get is able to sever the zika, and that's why he becomes asur to the second one's relatives. So you don't have the miman of shach when it comes to two different pu'ulais. When it comes to get achar mimer and mimer achar get. That's the ratio of the braisa. That's not the part that's significant. Says Abaye, my kasha is from the Seifa. Says Abaye, the braisa continues and says that Rabbi Amaliel is also maida. He's maida that there's, even though he says in get achar get, in mimer achar mimer, he's maida that there's get achar mimer and mimer achar get. He's also maida that there is veget achar bia umaimer. That if there's three wives, if Reuven had three wives, Reuven was married to Sarah, to Rachel, and to Dina, so if he did Bia and Mimer, if he did Mimer to the first one, Bia to the second one, and then he gives a get to the third one, so that get is significant. That there is a get, Achar Bia Umaimer, we'll explain in a moment, Umaimer Achar Bia Uget. And that there is Mimer after Bia and a get. If he gave a get to the first one, Bia to the second one, Mimer to the third one, so Mimer, that Mimer is significant. Again, even though in Mimer Achar Mimer and in Get Achar Get, there is Mimer Achar Mimer, there is Get Achar Get, and there's also Get Achar Bia Achar Mimer, and there's Mimer Achar Bia Achar Get. So what are these two cases? The first case was that, again, Reuven had three wives. Reuven was married to Sarah, Rachel, and to Dinah. Reuven died without having any children. Shimon goes, and Shimon does Mimer with Sarah. Then he goes ahead and does Yibum with Rachel. He does Bia with Rachel. And then he gives a get to Dinah. So the Bryce is saying that that get is significant. Now Shimon becomes Aser to Dinah's relatives. And the second case was that he gave a get to Sarah. He did a get to the first wife. Then he had Bia with Rachel. He did Yibum with Rachel. And then he had Mimer with Dinah. And the Bryce is saying that Rabbi Gamliel's Maida, that Mimer is significant. He now is going to have to give a get to Dinah. He married Dinah. He did Mimer with Dinah. Now Dinah requires a get. That Mimer is significant. So what's the kasha on Rava? Says Abaye like this. Says Abaye, very interesting kasha. Says Abaye like this. V'im is safkulei the Rabbi Gamliel. If Rabbi Gamliel really has a suffix about Mimer, if Rabbi Gamliel really has a suffix about get, about its effectiveness, so then if so, tihavi kebia de lechatchila utikni. So then it should be like a regular bia, which should be kaina, we'll explain soon. Da'atanana bi'ila bizman shi betchila in acharekum. If you have bia in the beginning, so then there's no other steps that are needed afterwards. What he means is like this. What Abaye means to ask is like this. Going in the first case, talking about let's discuss the first case first. So the first case was that Shimon did mimer with Sarah, then he did yibum with Rachel, and then he gave a get to Dinah. So normally, if we would leave out Dinah for a moment, when Shimon goes ahead, Shimon does Mimer with Sarah. At that moment, when he does Mimer with Sarah, so now the halacha is that he has to do either Yibam or Chalitza with Sarah. He now becomes Aser to the other Yevamais. Shimon then went ahead and performed Yibam with Rachel, which we call a Yibam, a Bia Psula, a Bi'ila Psula, that's the Lashon of the Gemara we had in Nunam Abayis. It's called a Bi'ila Psula, Mida Raisa, it's Kaina. Mida Raisa, the Mimer that he did with Sarah is not anything. Mida Raisa, you can only do Yibam or Chalitza. So when he does Yibam with Rachel, Mida Raisa is Kaina Rachel. However, being that it's a Bi'ila Psula, so Chazal made a Gzera, that he has to divorce her, he's going to have to give Rachel a get, and also Mida Rabbanan, he's still going to have to do Chalitza. The Gemara Nun Amabez explained the reason for that, because that's a Bi'ila Psula. So that's the din by Rachel. That's after he married Rachel, so now he's going to have to do, he's going to have to give Rachel a get, and he's also going to have to do Chalitza to Sarah or Rachel. What happened was, is then Shimon went ahead, and he gave a get to Dinah. So what does the Braisa say? The Braisa says that Rabbi Gamliel's Maida, that get has significance. Frakta Baye, whoa, wait a second. Why are you calling the Yibam that he did with Rachel a Bia Psula? It's only if you're going to give significance to the Mimer. It's only if you're going to give significance, to the Mimer, so that's when you're going to tell me that the Yibam afterwards is a Bi'ila Psula, and the Yibam afterwards is not going to be fully Kaina Midrabanan, at least, Rachel, because it was a Bi'ila Psula. That's only true on the Tzad that Mimer is Kaina. If Mimer is Kaina, so then the get is meaningless afterwards. If Maimer's kindness, then the get that he gives to Dina afterwards, that should have no significance. So Elumai, you're telling me that no, it's because there's a tzad that the Maimer is not kinda. He, Reb Shimon was mesupik, Reb Gamliel was mesupik about it. That maybe the Maimer is not kinda. Well, wait a second, if the Maimer wasn't kinda by Sarah, so then when Shimon did Yibam with Rachel, it was a regular Yibam Kshera. He did nothing with Sarah, all it was is Yibam get. It was Yibam Betchila. The halacha is by Yibam Betchila is Einach Harei Klom. If he then gives a get to Dina, nothing is needed by Dina, nothing that doesn't affect anything. He doesn't become usher to Dina's relatives. Einach Harei Klom. So if Rabbi Gamliel really viewed it as a suffix about whether there's Maimer Acher Maimer, whether Maimer is Kainan, whether get is Kainan, so then why is he made that yesh get acher maimer? Mimanifshach, there should be no get acher maimer when it's get acher yibam acher maimer. In the case of get acher yibam acher maimer, mimanifshach, the get should be meaningless. If maimer is kaina, then for sure the get's meaningless. And if maimer is not kaina, so then the yibam was kaina her. A yibam was kaina was a yibam betchila, which ain't acher klum. And also in the second case, where the Braisa said that Rabbi Gamliel's made that yesh maimer acher yibam acher get. So Shimon went ahead. Shimon gave a get to Sarah. Shimon gave a get to Sarah. At that moment, now Yibam becomes impassable. Halachically impassable. Midrabanan. Now he's not allowed to do Yibam. Shimon then went ahead and was Miyabim Rachel. So that was a Bila Psula. Midaraisa, he's Koina Rachel. But Midrabanan, being that it's a Bila Psula, we say Midrabanan, it's Kilo, it's not Koina. He has to divorce Rachel. He has to give her a get because Midaraisa, they're married. But he also still has to do Chalitza. And then what happened was the Shimon then went to Dina and did Maimer with Dina. And the Braisa says, and in such a case, Rabbi Gamliel's Maida, that Maimer is significant and he's going to have to give Dina a get because he did Maimer with Dina, he married Dina. Now wait a second, ask the Baye, Mimanifshach, again, the same thing. If you're telling me it's a Mimanifshach, so then there should be no reason that second Maimer should have any significance. Because if the get severed the Zika, so the get already severed the Zika, so what nafkamina does the Maimer make? The get already severed the Zika, so why do I care about the Maimer? And if the get did not sever the Zika, so that means there's the Yibam that Shimon did with Rachel was not a Be'ila Psula. It was a regular Yibam. It was a Yibam, it was Kabiya Lechatchila, and in which case, Anachare Klum. The halacha is that if Shimon does Yibam, and then afterwards he does Maimer with another Yavama, it's Anachare Klum, it's completely ineffective. You already did Yibam. So, Mimanavshach, if you're telling me that the reason for Rabbi Gamliel is that he views Maimer and Get as a Safik, so in these two cases of Get, there should be no reason why the last thing he does, the last get he gives, or the last maimer he does, why that should have any significance. If you are right, Rava, now Rabbi Gamliel views it as a suffix, so then there's no way to understand this raisa. So rather, Ella Amar Abaye says a different shada Rabbi Gamliel. Says Abaye that la'olam shita leila Rabbi Gamliel beget d'dachi u'maimer d'kani. Really, Rabbi Gamliel holds that get is daicha and maimer is kaina. So why is it? So in get acher get makes sense because get is daicha. In maimer acher maimer makes sense because maimer is kaina. Why is it that there's get acher maimer? Why is there maimer acher get? If get is daicha, so why does maimer work after get? And if maimer is kaina, so why would there be yesh get acher maimer? Says the Baye mihu amar rabbanon that hayivama bechad sad mahani baget ubechad sad mahani ba maimer. The way Chazal established the workings, the mechanics of get and maimer by Yavama. Again, midaraisa, it's really just Yibam and Chalitza. It's midarabanan that there's such a concept of a get and maimer, which the Gemara Anun HaMabez explained why Chazal made such a takana. But the way Chazal established the mechanics of get and the way they established the mechanics of maimer is that ki'ilu the Yavama is split into two halves. Her right half, I'm making up right versus left, but her right half is the tzad, is the side of her that get is effective. In her left half, that's the side of her that Maimer is effective. It's two different sides. Get works on her right half, and Maimer works on her left half. Mamela comes out like this. As the Gemara, so get achar get laidachi dahadacha lekama. Rabbi Gamliel says that in get achar get, because the get already was effective. Now, where was it effective? On her right half. Where would the second get be pile? Where would it be toyface? On her right half. The right half was of her was already taken care of, because it already was daicha. Not that it's a suffix, it's vade, it's daicha. But it's only on her right half. So on her right half, in get achar get. That's the place that get is effective, and get already did its job. So the second get is meaningless. In get achar get. Umaymer achar maymer leikani. And the same thing by a second maymer, it's not kaina, it doesn't affect anything. Da kani leikama. Because the only place that maymer is able to make an effect is on her left half. And the first maymer already made that effect. So there's no makim anymore for the second maymer to have an effect. So that's why in get achar get and in maymer achar maymer. However, says Abaye, but get achar maimer, umaimer achar get, but when it comes to get after maimer, maimer achar get, so high milsuka dachi, v'high milsuka kani, they're working on two different playing fields, on two different planes, one's on her right half, and one's on her left half. So you can have a get achar maimer, you can have a maimer achar get, because one's on her right half, and one's on her left half. That's how they could both work. So the Mamela, now we could also understand why there's a get achar yibam achar maimer, because the get and the maimer are working on two different halves of her. The maimer was kaina. The maimer was kaina, which is why the yibam was a bila psula. The get is then on her left half. That's why the get is able to have an effect. And there's maimer achar yibam achar get because of the same reason. They're working on two different halves of the yavama. That's the way Chazal established the mechanics. Why is a very good question, but that's the facts. That's the way. That's what we see. That's the pshaner of Gamliel. That's how we understood the mechanics of get and maimer, of the tekana de rabbanon of get and maimer. Whereas the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbanan say that yesh maimer achar maimer, and yesh get achar get. Ah, but the maimer already did its job. Ah, but the get already did its job. So how could there be maimer achar maimer? How could there be get achar get? Says the Gemara, because the Rabbanan understood that the mechanics are different. That kol chad v'chad tekinu le Rabbanan get umaimer biyavama. With regards to each yavam, with regards to each Yavam, and on each one of the Yavamais, Chazal established that there's such a thing called Get and Maimer. So each Yavam has the ability to give a Get and a Maimer to each and every individual Yavama. Memela, there could be a Get Achar a Get from one Yavam and a different Yavam, or on one Yavama versus a different Yavama. And there could be also a Maimer Achar a Maimer from one Yavam onto one Yavama and then onto a second Yavama, or from two different Yavamin on the same Yavama. Because the Chazal gave the ability of Yibam, of a Maimer and Get, the ability to affect a Maimer and a Get to each Yavam and on each individual Yavama, so that's why they say that Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer and Yesh Get Achar Get. Says the Gemara now, an observation. Says the Gemara, we mentioned this idea of a Bia Psula. Says the Gemara that Vahai Bia Psula, when it comes to a Bia Psula, which resembles Maimer a lot, it very much resembles Maimer, because a Bia Psula is something, it's almost a little bit the opposite of Maimer, but similar. A Bia Psula is Midaraisa, it's Kaina, but Midarabanan we say it's not. It's like the opposite of Maimer, which Midaraisa is not Kaina, Midarabanan it is. It's this quasi type of Kinyan. A Bia Psula and Maimer are both very similar, and it's the ending result is exactly the same. When it comes to Maimer, anytime Shimon does Maimer on Yavama, the halacha is that if he wants to end the marriage, so he needs to give her a get to undo the maimer, and he also needs to do chalitza to undo the zika. It's the same halacha when it comes to a bia psula. When it comes to a bia psula, let's say Shimon did maimer with Sarah, and then he did yibam with Rachel. So the halacha is that since he was asur to Rachel, that bia is a bia psula. So he has to give a get to Rachel to undo the Yibam. He has to give a get, and he also has to do Chalitza. That was at the Tekana d'Rabbanan. So by both Maimer and by Bia Psula, the halacha is that Shimon needs to give a get and do Chalitza. So they're very similar. The Gemara wants to make an observation and to contrast the two. Says the Gemara, V'hai Bia Psula Adifa Mi Maimer Ugriya Mi Maimer. Even though they're very similar, the halacha in the end is seems to be the same. There is in a sense of that the bia psula is really stronger. It's adif mi maimer, and there's also in another way that we could show that bia psula is weaker. It's worse than maimer. What's that mean? Adifa mi maimer. We see in some cases that it's treated even better than maimer. Di ilu maimer achar maimer loy mahani. According to Rabbi Gamliel, maimer achar maimer does absolutely nothing. There's no need to give a get to Rachel if Shimon did maimer with Sarah and then he did maimer with Rachel. He doesn't need to give Rachel a get because that second maimer is completely meaningless. Di ilu bia achar maimer mahani. Whereas even Rabbi Gamliel agrees that if Shimon did maimer with Sarah and then he did Yibam with Rachel, which was also was a Biapsula, that he has to give a get to Rachel. That Biapsula was Mahani. Even though Maimer Achar Maimer is not Mahani, a Bia Achar Maimer is Mahani. So in that sense, a Biapsula is a Difa Mi Maimer. But it's also Ugria Mi Maimer. There's also a case where we could show that it's treated as being weaker than Maimer. Where is that? Di'ilu Maimer Achar Get Kani L'kuli Shiura Di Get. When Shimon gives Maimer after giving a get, so the Maimer works on everything, on anything that was left over from the get. I mean, let's say the get affected the right side of the Yavama, so now the Maimer is kind of the entire left side, there's nothing left. Haraya, if someone else would then do Maimer on her, it would be ineffective. A second Maimer on the Yavama won't work, because Maimer was already kind of whatever the get left over. The get got rid of the first on the right side, the Maimer then is kind of the left side, 100%, there's nothing that's left over. Ein maimer achar maimer. So that shows you that the maimer after the get is kaina lekula shiura de get. Ve'ilu bia achar get loy kani le lekula shiura de get. Yet if Shimon would do yibam after giving a get, let's say in the case that we had in the Braisa, where Shimon gave a get to Sarah, and then he did yibam with Rachel, so the halacha is that yibam, even though it's kind of Rachel, but it's not like Shimon used up the whole whatever was left from the get. Haraya, the Braisa said that Rabbi Gamliel's maida that if Shimon then does maimer with Dina, so if he then does maimer with Dina, then maimer is effective. Yesh maimer achar yibam achar get. So you see that the maimer after the yibam obviously didn't use up the rest of the zika. The get got rid of part of the Zika. The Yibam does not use up the rest of the Zika. There's still room for a Mimer to work afterwards. That's why get Yibam Mimer, the Mimer is Mahani. That's the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel. Yet if Shimon would have done Mimer with Sarah, Yibam with Rachel, Mimer with Dina, that second Mimer would be meaningless. The second Mimer is ineffective because a Mimer Acher Mimer. So you see that a Mimer is kind of the Shura to get, whereas a Bia is not kind of the Shura to get, and that sense of Bia Psula is Garia Yaiser than Maimer. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Going back to the Mishnah, just to explain the Mishnah, relatively simpler Gemara. Says the Braisa, that Ketzad Amar Rabbi Gamliel ain't get achar get. What does it mean? Rabbi Gamliel says ain't get achar get. We've been speaking about it. The second get is ineffective. What does that mean practically? What's the case? How does it play out? So says the Braisa, if let's say you have Shtei Yavamais, you have Sarah and Rachel. Reuven was married to Sarah and Rachel. And Reuven died without any children. So now, these two Yavamais, Shanaflu Lifnei Yavam Echad, they fall to Shimon, Sarah and Rachel fall to Shimon. V'nasan get lizu, v'get lizu. And Shimon went ahead, he gave a get to Sarah, and then he gave a second get to Rachel. So v'gamliel aimer, choyleitz l'rishayna, v'aser b'krei v'iseha, u'muter b'krei v'ashnia. Says Rabbi Gamliel, that Shimon, what he should do is do chalitza to Sarah, and he's aser to Sarah's relatives, but he's mutter to Rachel's relatives. Why is he mutter to Rachel's relatives? Because ain't get achar get. The get was already effective on Sarah. There's no room anymore for another get. When he gives the get to Rachel, it's completely meaningless. The first get already had its effect. The second get is completely meaningless. But Mela says, Rabbi Gamliel, that he's going to be mutter, Shimon's going to be mutter to Rachel's relatives. Now, just as an aside, Rabbi Gamliel's lashon was that when Shimon does the chalitza, so he should do chalitza to Sarah. That's not a halachic thing. Really, technically speaking, I mean, at least in regards to Hilchos Yibam, the chalitza could be done to Rachel also. The bias needs chalitza. When Shimon gives a get to Sarah, It doesn't mean that he has to follow suit by giving chalitza to Sarah. He could also do chalitza to Rachel. The reason why the Braisa says that he should do chalitza to Sarah, Rashi says, is Eitza Taiva Kamashmala. Because once he gave a get to Sarah, and that get was effective, so now Shimon becomes usher to Sarah's relatives. He's mutter to Rachel's relatives. If Shimon's going to go ahead and do chalitza to Rachel, so now through the chalitza, he's going to become asher to Rachel's relatives. Why should he do that to himself? He'd be much better off doing the chalitza to Sarah, since he's asher to Sarah's relatives anyways, and doing the chalitza to Sarah, and then this way he'll still remain mutter to Rachel's relatives. Another reason for why it's better to do the chalitza to Sarah is because of a concept that we mentioned earlier, that a person shouldn't be shayfich mei bayrei when acherim tzrichim loy. If other people could use the water, Rachel right now is mutter to kahuna. So why should Shimon go ahead and do chalitza to Rachel and asher to kahuna? Sarah anyways is asher to kahuna because he already gave her a get. So it'd be better off doing chalitza to Sarah and not to Rachel. That's as an aside. But that's what it means in get acher get. The get that he gave to Rachel is completely meaningless. Mamela, he's going to be mutter to Rachel's relatives. However, v'chachamim aimrim, that nasan get lezu v'get lezu, asher v'kraivai shtehen. That no, if he gave a get to both Sarah and to Rachel, so now Shimon becomes asher to both of their relatives. V'chalitza la'achas mehen. Memele, he's still going to need to do chalitza. He'll do chalitza to either one. There's no difference. He's already asher to both of their relatives anyways. Both of them already asher l'kuhuna anyways. So he just does chalitza to either one. V'chena ta'imer v'shnei yavamim v'yavama achas. And it's the same idea when you have two Yavamim and only one Yavama. If let's say Sarah falls to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon gives a get to Sarah, and then Levi gives a get to Sarah, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Levi is going to be mutter to Sarah's relatives, and according to the Chachamim, Levi is going to be usher to Sarah's relatives. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Ein Maimer Acher Maimer. Moving on to the next case, Rabbi Gamliel had mentioned that Ein Maimer Acher Maimer, what's the case? Stay Yavama Yishanafu Lefnei Yavam Echad. Again, you have Sarah and Rachel that fall to Shimon, Va'asa Maimer Bezu, and Shimon goes ahead, he does Maimer with Sarah, and then he also goes ahead and does Maimer with Rachel. Does Rachel need a get? Says Rabbi Gamliel, Aimer, Nais and Get Larish. He only needs to give a get to Sarah to get rid of that mimer. And then once he gave her a get, asher l'kuhuna, asher, he becomes asher to her relatives. So memela v'choyleitzla, etzatayva kamashmalan, he should do chalitza to Sarah, v'asher b'kray v'yseha, and he'll be asher to her relatives, but at least umutter b'kray v'yishniya, he'll remain mutter to Rachel's relatives. Whereas, v'chachamim maimrim, that no, nice and get l'shtayen, both of them require a get, because yesh maimer acher maimer, so even the second maimer to Rachel is effective, he needs to give both of them a get. Memela v'asher b'kray, he's going to become asher to both of their relatives, and v'chalitza la'achas mehen, and he'll have to do chalitza to whichever one he wants. V'china to'imer b'shtei yavamim v'yavama achas, and it's the same idea when Sarah falls to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon does maimer with Sarah, and then Levi does maimer with Sarah. So now Sarah is going to become asher to Shimon, just like when Shimon did maimer, Sarah became asher to Levi. So according to the Chachamim, that yesh maimer acher maimer, when Levi then does maimer with Sarah, so then Sarah becomes asher to Shimon. That's according to the Chachamim, that yesh maimer acher maimer. According to Rabbi Gamliel, that eimaych maimer acher maimer. So then Sarah will remain mutter to Shimon, as the Shem and Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara will discuss the Bryce in more detail.